want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is PB&Js. True confession. When I was going to grade school in Diamond Lake, Illinois, I ate a peanut butter and jelly sandwich every single day in our school lunchroom. By seventh grade, it had become more of an act of completion. Some kids wanted perfect attendance. My goal was a perfect PB&J streak. It caused my best friend Wade to go crazy, which of course was a bonus rationale for my PB&J zeal. The joys of those creamy, sticky, sugary, crunchy, homey, wonderful Wonder Bread sandwiches were very special in my younger years. I've had a few since. I think it is clear from this show that my fascination of all manner of foods has branched out. Yet when I'm interviewed, one of the most common questions is, "What is one of the best things you've ever eaten?" I often answer, "A peanut butter and jelly sandwich, PB&Js for short." Oh, I was a complete piker compared to my younger sister, Bette. When we'd come home from school, she, having had the same lunch as I had had, would hole up in her room with a fresh sleeve of Ritz crackers, a jar of Jif, some jelly, and rock on. I needed two bowls of cereal, like many an adolescent boy. Our mother married a man later in life that showed us his twist on the PB&J. He added crispy smoked bacon. That was genius. I've rekindled that model as of late. By the end of the 19th century, peanut butter had been invented by a St. Louis doctor, and it was promoted as a health food at the 1904 World's Fair. More than half of the American peanut crop goes into the making of peanut butter. I'd like to think we Van Akens can be proud to say that, at least back in grade school, we were pulling our weight. There is a young chef who works in Coconut Grove who has become locally well-known and regarded for his inventive twists on the Cuban treat known as pastelitos. He has even earned the nickname of Pastelito Papi. His actual name is Giovanni Fesser. Like many children of Cuban heritage, he consumed the traditional pastelitos and likely hadn't thought of spinning them from the moorings of a few generations. But there is a part of the evolution of some chefs where things start to take place in their brain's chemistry, where invention becomes exciting. Some go haywire, some go gold. Pastelito Papi found his place in the Miami Sun with an expanding variety of his creations, one of which is his Pastelito PB&J. For me, it all began with my very first picnic. I was perhaps 5 years of age, and my older sister Jane was 9. She was my guardian angel and decided it was time for me to venture past our driveway. She had packed up a wicker basket with a few PB&Js she'd made, and we strolled over to the next leafy lane from ours. Soon Jane was knocking on the screen door of her best friend Mary Helen McLean's home. The sun poured down on the wooden porch. The girls spread out a picnic blanket. Birds chirped in the nearby woods. We drank cold milk and savored the sandwiches. I was in a heaven that Proust knew so well. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Peanut butter and jelly, that's what I like in my belly. Peanut butter and jelly, share it with me.